USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Countrywide lockdowns may not be a thing of the past, according to the World Health Organization. Global coronavirus cases continue to climb, with over 12 million now reported worldwide, more than double the amount of confirmed cases reported 6 weeks ago. Dr. Michael Ryan, executive director of the Health Emergencies Program, said that countries may have to go into lockdown once again, and if they haven't, they may have to go into lockdown for the first time. Ryan called whether or not mass lockdowns will again be required the fundamental question facing every country. The WHO has advised countries to open slowly, paying close attention to their data to move cautiously between different phases. Ryan said countries should be ready to move backwards or forwards depending on their numbers. Ryan compared coronavirus outbreaks to forest fires. Small fires, he said, are easy to put out but difficult to recognize. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite who was the girlfriend of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, are arguing she be released from lockup due to health risks stemming from COVID-19. Maxwell was arrested on July 2nd in New Hampshire on charges she conspired with Epstein to sexually abuse minors and then lied to prosecutors about it. Maxwell's lawyers filed a memo with the court opposing the government's motion for detention. They claim health risks associated with COVID and a $5 million bond should be enough to let Maxwell wait out her trial at her home. If convicted, she would face 35 years minimum in prison. More than 150 Minneapolis police officers are filing work-related disability claims after the death of George Floyd, with about three-quarters of those citing post-traumatic stress disorder as the reason for their planned departures. Their duty disability claims come as the city is seeing an increase in violent crime, and while city leaders push a proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new agency that would have a more holistic approach. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There was a huge celebration of life of a country music legend, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Fans, friends, colleagues, and family saying goodbye to Country Music Hall of Famer Charlie Daniels at the funeral in his beloved state of Tennessee. Vince Gill, Trace Adkins, and Travis Tritt among the stars who sang at his funeral. Pastor Alan Jackson of the World Outreach Church was a great friend of Daniels.
I know we're in a church, and there's a certain amount of respect and dignity accorded a sanctuary. And I understand it's a day where our hearts are filled with grief, but I also know Charlie, and if we don't smile and laugh a little bit, it won't be pretty the next time you see him. And I'm pretty sure if Charlie were here, he would tell us, ain't it good to be alive and be in Tennessee?
Charlie Daniels passed away on Monday at the age of 83. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pacific 12 Conference has now eliminated all non-league football games for the upcoming season, the latest sports casualty of the raging coronavirus pandemic. The San Francisco-based group, which includes elite academic institutions of the University of California, Berkeley, and Stanford, announced that its football, men's and women's soccer, and women's volleyball teams would only play conference opponents. The Pac-12 announcement came one day after the Big Ten said all of its fall sports would be conference only, and the Ivy League went a step further earlier in the week, announcing that all fall sports would be shelved for 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.